Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll be featuring all charting songs from three big years, 1967, 1968, and 1969. First up this half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, then the Four Tops, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Jimmy Ruffin, the Marvelettes, the Contours, Jimmy's brother David Ruffin, and Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. All coming up the next half hour as we feature all charting songs from 1967, 1968, and 1969.
Yeah. Woman, pay no mind, because I love you much more, my dear. for you to walk away into his arms will surely break my heart in two. I'm begging you now.
Motown Memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That was called Home Cookin', and they reached number 42 in the U.S. pop charts and number 19 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1968. Before that, the Four Tops, Don't Let Them Take Your Love From Me. And they reached number 45 in the pop charts and number 25 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1969. And we started with Stevie Wonder, Traveling Man, number 32 in the pop charts and number 31 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring hit songs from 1967, 1968, and 1969. Well, coming up, a song that was a hit in 1969 from the dynamic duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Well, the song coming up, What You Gave Me, was written and produced by that great writing and production team of Ashford and Simpson, and it was released in 1969 on the Motown subsidiary label called Pamela. recorded in the throes of the final stages of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell's duet recordings, as Tammy Terrell was suffering from a brain tumor. It was the second release off their album called Easy. Like much of the album, it's debated whether or not then ailing Tammy Terrell took part in the recording, or did co-writer Valerie Simpson sub for Tammy Terrell. Well, Marvin Gaye later insisted that Tammy was subbed by Simpson. Simpson was recently quoted that Tammy Terrell took part in the recordings. Well, whatever the case, the song gave the duo a modest charting hit, peaking at number 49 on the pop charts and number 6 on the rhythm and blues charts. The song was revived years later as a club hit by Diana Ross in 1978. Her version peaked at number 86 on the rhythm and blues charts. Well, here are Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, What You Gave Me, right here on Motown Mix.
Like a breath of spring you came, and as you leave, I can only sigh your name. Cries of anguish echo from way down, but will never reach my lips to make a sound. Though it seems my world,
you're so
Marva Letts with I'm Gonna Hold On As Long As I Can, and that reached number 76 on the pop charts of 1968. Before that, Jimmy Ruffin got to Give Her All the Love I've Got, number 29 on the pop charts and number 14 in the rhythm and blues charts in the United States from 1967. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, What You Gave Me, number 49 in the pop charts and number 6 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all charting songs from 1967, 1968, and 1969. Well, here comes a song from 1967, The Contours. It's So Hard Being a Loser, right here on Motown.
You know what to do. Got to hand it to you. Your love gave me a fresh start, and I thought I was through. I'm so glad, I'm so glad I'm here for you. I wanna say I'm so glad, I'm so glad, so glad I'm here for you. What I wanna do is thank you, baby. Too good for you, but if I stay-
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and that was called Sweet Darlin', and that only reached number 80 in the United States pop charts and number 45 in the Little and Blue charts of 1968. Before that, David Ruffin, I'm So Glad I Fell For You, number 53 in the pop charts and number 18 in the Little and Blue charts of 1969. And we start with the Contours, It's So Hard Being a Loser, number 79 in the pop charts and number 35 in the Little and Blue charts of 1967. This half hour, we featured all charting songs from 1967, 1968, and 1969. Coming up after the break, we'll hear more songs from those 3 years. So keep it right here on Motown Memphis.